I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She's the owner of Beauty Lab and Laser, and his scene in White Lotus was a real eyebrow raiser. It's Watch What Happens Live with Heather Gay and Lucas Gage now. Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse on Salt Lake City night, about to engage with two guests who are neither traumatizing nor frauds. I hope my first guest didn't have to travel here in that Sprinter van from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Hey, Heather Gay!
Hi!
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great to see you. And this talented actor always works his ass off. You can see him in The White Lotus, available on HBO and HBO Max. It's Bravo superfan Lucas Gage! Hey, I'm so excited you're both here together. And this is a big moment for you, right,
this
Lucas?
This is like a Make-A-Wish Foundation for me. This is my dream come
true. You wore this sweatshirt in honor of Heather because she wore it on the show?
I do everything Heather does.
Wow.
Over at the bar. He's a real gay head.
Yes.
I'm a gay head.
Wow, he's a gay head. Okay, well, we'll all take what we want from that. Over at the bar, in honor of Lucas, we have our very own White Lotus employee. Say hi to Ethan. Hey, Ethan.
It's good.
Yes.
Want to talk about tonight's episode. We ended the episode with Meredith storming off, calling Jen a fraud, and Jen saying, making reference to her 10 boyfriends.
Yes.
What was your reaction to their skirmish?
Their skirmish just always seems to be like they're trying to find things on the surface to fight about, but there's issues that run much deeper.
Reaction to Jen and Lisa's screaming match at the table?
Well, what it always is, you know, like, figure it out, ladies.
Right.
Like, get to it, you know.
Right. Right. By the way, you started watching Housewives. I feel like you got really into it during COVID. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got into Salt Lake City. I got into New York. I got into OC. Watched them all.
You watched New York from the beginning.
From the beginning to the end.
Wow, yeah. That's incredible.
That's commitment.
That is a commitment. Heather, do you think Whitney has a right to be pissed at Meredith for continually hanging out with Mary?
Yeah, and also just for continually coming at her, like forcing her to, like, you know, kind of roasting her just for asking simple questions.
Yeah.
Simple, respectful questions.
By the way, we shot the reunion last week. What did you think?
I thought it was intense and beautiful and also a lot left unresolved, maybe.
Okay. Well, I hope Lucas doesn't disengage, sweetie, because we want to get his opinions on everything Bravo. Okay, Lucas, as a super fan, let's gauge your thoughts. Ooh. Whose side are you on in the Sprinter Van Tussle, Lisa or Jen?
Okay, first of all, the Sprinter Van Tussle needs to be the name of a new German housewife.
Yes!
I'm just saying.
The Sprinter Van Tussle, yes!
Right?
Yes.
Listen, not a big Lisa fan. I gotta go with my girl, Shaw.
Okay.
You know, there's just something about Lisa that's not sitting right for me.
General reaction to everything Jen Shaw is going through right now,
listen,
legally.
We don't know if she's guilty. The only thing that she's guilty of is being amazing.
Okay. Do you feel like Meredith and Lisa's friendship has reached the end of the line, or are we seeing a bump in the road?
I actually know that it did not, because they wished each other a happy birthday on Instagram, but that was December 14th and 15th, both Sagittariuses, so we don't know, and I have a feeling it might be not good right now.
I have a feeling you may be back to the clubhouse again. Thoughts on Below Deck, the Raina, Luke, and Fraser thruple?
Love a threesome. No notes.
Okay. Are you a big threesome guy?
Love them.
Okay.
Love them.
Nice. Lucas, who would you want as your chief stew if you were a crew member? Ooh. Heather, Hannah, or Kate Chastain?
I mean, I wouldn't want to get on any of these girls' bad side. I'm going to have to go with Kate. She's the OG. She's funny. She's cool. And she's got Dom energy.
Do you like Dom energy?
I can appreciate any kind of energy.
Okay. Beverly Hills, with the season behind us, thoughts on Erica Jane and how she left things?
I'll just say she's also shamazing.
Okay. Thoughts on Heather Dubrow coming back to OC?
Royalty. Her and Terry can do no wrong.
Vanderpump Rules, were you surprised at the news that James and Raquel broke up?
Not at all. Not at all. And I think that Raquel deserves the best, and she needs someone that can give her true love.
Jesus. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Unbelievable. Whether Heather's glaring through a puffer coat in Vail or reacting to a bomb that's just been dropped, her facial expressions have been working overtime and going viral. So tonight, it's time to face the situation. I'm going to go through some Salt Lake City moments. Heather Gay, tell us exactly what you were thinking with just a facial expression. Okay, okay? Here we go. Mary not showing up to the reunion. Jen getting in Lisa's face on the Sprinter van. Ooh. Whose side were you on in that?
I'm always on Jen's side.
Okay. Meredith ignoring Whitney's dress code and wearing denim to the healing ceremony. Mary showing up 20 minutes late to stand awkwardly outside Whitney's healing circle. Jen saying Meredith had 10 boyfriends. Whitney presenting Seth with a cake modeled after her boobs. Is Seth's interest in Whitney's boobs cringy to you or fun?
I like Seth. He's a lot of fun. Okay. I don't take offense to it.
Everyone learning Meredith hired a private investigator to look into all of them. Whitney blowing through all of her savings to rebrand Wild Rose. All right. Thank you very much. And what is your reaction to how the Wild Rose rebrand is going?
It's going great. She had her biggest day ever. I actually sent her a bouquet of flowers to celebrate it.
Oh, that's great. She's okay, great. So viewers should not worry about that.
No, she's smart business lady.
Is it doing better than Wolf, Lone Wolf? What's the
company? Fresh Wolf.
Fresh Wolf.
Fresh Wolf. I don't have stats on that.
We need to find out.
We should. Okay. We should. Let's investigate.
I will say, Lisa sends me that body wash, and I do use
it
on the daily. Yes.
That turmeric hair.
You know, we are still reeling over tonight's who's calling who a fraud moment, but now someone is calling Lucas Gage, and he is about to be awed.
Oh, my God.
Lucas Gage, we have a mystery housewife on the line. Mystery housewife, are you there?
I got you.
Yes, I am.
Okay, the voice is obviously distorted. Okay, Lucas, you have 45 seconds to ask yes or no questions to determine the housewife's identity. Okay, yes or no questions. Your time starts now.
Got it.
Are you in New York?
Yes.
Are you single?
Yes.
Is this Sonia?
Yes!
Oh, Yes, he is! Yes! Say hello to you!
Oh my God!
Sonia Morgan! You love Sonia, right?
Sonia, I love you. I've bought like 3 cameos from you. I don't even know bought's a word. I've purchased 3 cameos okay. from you. Okay, Sonia, I love
I know,
you.
You're my Sagittarius brother. You're keeping the townhouse afloat with those cameos.
God, I love you, Sonia.
What do you love about Sonia? What do you love about Sonia?
Sonia's a free spirit. She calls it like she sees it. She's fun. She knows how to party. She knows how to have a good time. She's not too much in the drama. And I want to party with you. I'm in New York right now, so let's hang out.
I want to party.
Well, I'm at the Greenbrier right now in West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
I feel fancy.
Heather.
You know, I have a taste for luxury. And Lucas. You are a luxury.
Oh, yes!
God, I love you, Sonia.
Sonia, actually, Heather wants to say hi, too, because she's a fan as well.
I'm a huge fan, Sonia. I feel like you're always come from a place of love, even though you call things out, and I appreciate that about you.
Well, I appreciate you. We've been staying in touch on Twitter, and you shouted me out to Heavy.com as your ultimate housewife. I was just blown away.
Heavy.com.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
There's no
Look, I'm not only on OnlyFans.
Yes.
So Lucas and I had an agreement. We were on TikTok, and then I got banned.
Did you get banned from TikTok?
Yeah, I was with Josh Flagg talking about selling my hoo-ha for $20,000.
Oh, boy. All right.
I was just kidding.
Well,
lit cigarettes.
Yes, yes.
Nothing.
Love you, Sonia. Great
love
to
you.
See
love
you.
You Sonia,
are
love you, Sonia. Love you.
Goodbye.
The
Bye.
That stirs the drink.
For sure.
Are we delivering for you tonight, Lucas?
I'm shook right now.
Yes.
I'm not well.
By the way, will we see you this season on Euphoria?
I think you're going to have to watch to find out.
Okay.
I can't say anything.
I'm hoping that you come to kick Nate's ass.
He deserves it.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Let's take questions from our virtual fans. Jennifer from New Jersey, what's your question for Heather?
Hi, Heather. I have a two-part question.
Okay.
Who do you think Lisa is being a better friend to? Jen Shaw or Meredith?
Neither. I think Lisa's a friend to Lisa.
Ooh, yeah, she is.
Oof.
Do you think she's going to be able to stay friends with them after everything that's happened?
You know what? I don't put anything past Lisa Barlow. She's a force to be reckoned with. So I would say odds are probably in her favor. She slides through pretty cleanly.
Here's Crystal from New Jersey with a question for Lucas Gage.
Hi, Heather. You're beautiful. I love you.
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Luke, I want to ask you a question. If you could bring any Real Housewife back, which one would you like to see return to their show?
I would have to go with Alex McCord from New York. I would go with, who is the witch from Beverly Hills?
Carlton?
Carlton.
Okay, there you go. Thank you very much, virtual audience. Heather Orlando F. wants to know what you think about Meredith throwing Jenny under the bus by saying she called Jen a criminal.
I think Meredith was just trying to hold everyone accountable as much as possible.
Lucas, Alana D wants to know if you're still in the apartment that the director called tiny during your viral audition, or have you upgraded with all your White Lotus money?
We upgraded to a slightly bigger apartment.
We did,
yeah.
But I have to assume that video going viral actually wound up it put you on a lot of people's radar.
That wasn't the intention for it, but yeah, I think it did, and I think everything happened for a reason.
You told me on the radio that Molly Shannon actually kind of encouraged you to share that video.
Molly Shannon is a spirit guide to a lot of people around the world, and she just told me to live my truth, and I interpreted that message as releasing this video that I was holding on to and really wanted to share with the world.
There you go.
You know,
Heather Abby E wants to know if you think Jenny has a right to be mad at Meredith for only shrugging her shoulders at Mary's racially insensitive remarks.
Yeah, I think Jenny was looking to all of us to support her.
And how did that go?
Well, not great. You know, we're failing her, but we're doing our best.
And have you continued to work on your relationship with your brother, sister, and niece since you all are no longer part of the Mormon church?
Yeah.
You're all still pretty unified, right?
We're not really, I mean, we're unified, but we're so separated because one's in Texas, Zurich, Switzerland, Colorado, and it's hard because it's hard to unify on something that's feels destructive to your family.
Right. Reaction when you saw Mary calling you chubby?
I mean, she's not wrong. Mary speaks Bible truth. It's not comfortable, but it's generally not wrong.
Lucas, Stevie C wants to know how awkward it was filming the salad tossing scene in White Lotus. Did you exfoliate or manscape any differently to prepare?
As a blonde, a natural blonde, I'm naturally a little smoother, so no exfoliate, or a little exfoliating was needed, but no trimming or no waxing, yeah.
That's so specific. Yeah. And was that your idea,
the rimming? It was my idea, yeah. I thought we should normalize rimming. I think that, like, ass eating needs to be talked about more. And in the script, it was sex. And we've seen sex on TV. Let's have some ass eating.
Well, you know what? You're in luck, Lucas.
Oh.
Your infamous moment in The White Lotus is tied to our favorite salad toss scene of last year, almost eking out Potomac's Candace and Mia. In honor of his character's famed rim job, it's time to play Who's on Lucas's Ass? All right, Lucas Gage, take this.
I cannot wait for this.
Little belt, and I think you know what to do with it. Get in position. Heather, various Bravo celebrities are going to appear on Lucas's ass.
Okay.
You're going to give him clues. Lucas, if you can, ID 7 Bravo celebrities correctly in 60 seconds. You win. All right, let's go.
Okay. Crazy Eyes, New York, housewife, possibly.
Ramona.
Okay.
Shawmazing, Beverly Hills.
Oh, wait, what?
Beverly Hills Shawmazing version. A pretty mess.
Oh, Erica Jane.
Okay.
Original Below Deck, tells it like it is.
Kate.
Don't mess around with this silver fox.
Oh, Captain Lee.
Yep,
yes.
Got it. This one is truly Shawmazing because it's based off of her actual personality.
Jen Shaw.
Got it.
Okay, good. You need 3 more.
Don't talk about her husband.
Oh, Meredith Marks.
Nope, don't talk about the husband, Beverly Hills, and hot model daughters.
Lisa Rinna.
Yes.
Newbie on the New York scene, married to the mob, businesswoman.
Tinsley, no. Leah McSweeney.
Wow.
That's what I meant.
All right,
we did pretty well.
Almost got
it.
Almost. It's okay, Lucas.
It's okay. Your ass looks great.
Thank you.
There you go. That's all that matters. Heather Valerie S. wants to know if Jen Shaw ever told you where she went after she left her Uber ride from your house, and if she did, do you believe her?
We've never really talked about it other than what we've seen on the show.
Andrea R. texted, Lucas, in honor of the Salt Lake City reunion recently filming, do you have a favorite reunion moment of all time?
Oh, I think when Kim brought out the rabbit. Was it the rabbit?
There is the bunny.
Oh, the bunny, yes. Oh, my God. I miss Kim Richards.
Yes.
Bring her back, too.
Yes. Heather Marlee Loben, too, said, can you please explain why you accused Meredith and Mary of orchestrating the arrest? You not realize the FBI doesn't show up without evidence and proof?
No, my dad worked for the FBI. I understand that it's a long process, but it was just very curious that they conveniently weren't there the moment of arrest.
Do you, in the rearview mirror, still believe that they had something to do with it?
No, but I was just entertaining all options. I mean, it was craziness, so we were looking at every single theory.
Do you believe that Jen had anything to do with those text messages that you guys were all getting?
Inconclusive. Plead the fifth. I don't know.
Inconclusive.
I mean, to say it's extraordinarily likely is what the detective said, but if it's not definitive proof, you can't condemn your friends for it.
Let's go to our virtual audience. Morgan and Ramon from Colorado have a question for Heather.
Hey, Heather. So we're gay heads, too. I'm originally from Salt Lake City, and I need to know what you think of Mary's Instagram post calling out toxic reality TV.
I thought, Mary, go out high. Go out on a high. Don't sully what you've done on reality TV by, disregarding it.
Lucas, Isidore B. said, we know what your worst audition story is, but what was your best audition?
My interview on Sirius with you, because I think this really opened the door for me to be on Watch What Happens Live. Wouldn't you call that an audition in a way?
I mean, I wouldn't call it an audition, but I think that it's certainly, after I spoke to you and found out how much you love The Housewives, I was like, this guy's got to come on the show.
Great. Well, I'll say that, and White Lotus was a great audition.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go. Okay, it is time for Watch What Happens 5, guys. Since Lucas's iconic rimming scene in White Lotus, I hope rimming is the drinking word, has gotten so much attention, we wanted to pay it forward and give some other rims their due. Tonight, we are counting down the top 5 rims. Number 5 goes to rims on cars. We don't know exactly what they do, but they're shiny and people steal them, so we think they're important. This next rim is definitely one you want to touch your lips. Number 4 is the rim of a cocktail glass. Coming in at number 3, this rim is hard and red, and the rim's owner encourages audience participation. Any guesses? It's Sally Jesse Raphael's rimmed glasses. The view from our number 2 rim has been described as breathtaking. However, maneuvering this rim can be treacherous. So use caution. It's the south rim of the Grand Canyon. Our final rim is most likely expensive, and its owner is quick to engage in a bottoms up. Our number 1 rim is the rim on Kathy Hilton's straw hat. I want to thank all these rims for a job well done. Thank you, Heather, Lucas, and Ethan for being here. See you tomorrow night after the premiere of Summer House. Thanks, Ethan. Thanks, guys. Stay here. We're going to do a quick after show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. We're back with Heather Gay and Lucas Gage from the White Lotus. Ethan is behind the bar, our White Lotus bellhop. You know what I love? I love when you were here, I don't know when, but it was virtually. We found this post that you had made on Instagram where you posted like 6 years ago a random picture of me and you said, I love Andy Cohen because you loved Bravo.
Yeah.
And
I loved you.
Thank you. And the fact now, and we were just talking as we were coming on and you were saying, oh, wow, I met Emily from OC and this one and that one. And you were saying how much fun you were having. It's so fun that you almost manifested being in this universe. And that you're kicking its ass, that you're doing such a great job. So, I mean, it's so wild, but isn't that wild that you're now a housewife on this show?
It's so surreal, and it feels like my worst day as a housewife is better than my best day as just a middle-aged Mormon mom.
Wow. That's incredible.
It's changed my life, and I'm so grateful.
Wow. I was saying beforehand, have you been to a BravoCon? And I remembered we announced Salt Lake City at the first BravoCon, and then you haven't been yet. No. So hopefully we'll do it this year. You need to come too, Lucas.
You'll be a big
hit. I have
hit.
To.
Yes.
I have to.
Yes. So. Here are Jessica and Matthew from Pennsylvania with a question for Lucas Gage.
Hi. Hello. Hi. So my question, Lucas, for you is Zendaya said that Drake was raffling off money at the Euphoria rap party. Who scored the most cash from him?
I must have I must have been in the bathroom. I was never invited to any raffle. Otherwise, I would have partaken. I wasn't.
So,
there.
But Drake was at the Euphoria.
Oh wait,
raffle party?
I heard about this. Yes, oh, okay. He was there, and yes, there was a raffle. I don't know where I was, but I don't know who won.
You already won, babe.
Oh,
already
babe.
Won.
Yeah.
There you go. Don't worry about the
Someone
raffle.
Someone won.
There you go.
Someone in the crew, I think.
Heather Mason K wants to know if you're watching OC. If so, she'd love to get your take on the conversation about Emily Simpson's daughter exploring Mormonism.
It's a very high demand religion, and it's.
What does that mean? It's a high demand religion. Oh, it demands a lot.
It demands
of its
a lot
followers.
Of a
yes.
lot of its
okay.
followers, and okay. it's a behavior based religion. So it's not something that you can just sign up for and then put on the back shelf. You know, it's like if you sign up, you have to
full throttle.
Full throttle.
Do you hear from Mormons around Salt Lake City who are still very engaged with the religion, who are mad about what you say about it?
Yeah, I do. I hear from them a lot, and I'm still good friends with a lot of them, and a lot of them are my family members. So,
yeah,
I'm in the thick of it.
I have to think your family is not thrilled about you being on the show.
No, I think they're not thrilled.
And your ex, how's he settling with it?
He is adapting to it because it's making me happy and the girls happy.
And it's also, I mean, you've had tremendous business success.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I've become financially independent, so
right.
it's like he doesn't have to pay for me anymore.
Yes.
So I'm sure that... you know, greases
yeah.
the skids, if
yeah.
you will.
Lucas, we have a photo of you from...
I just want to say, she's such a good mom. The way that you give your daughters the option and talk to them like adults, I really wish my parents did that with me. You are such
a mother.
Please be my mom. She's so amazing. I love her. Anyone that has anything bad to say about Heather, I will... I'll
bless
knock him
you.
Out.
Bless him.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I'll be your dad.
He'll be your daddy, and I'll be your mom.
Hot.
Lucas.
Hot parents.
We're the fun parents.
Yeah.
We're cool parents.
Lucas, where is this photo of you and Dorit from?
Oh, God. I don't know where I got the nerve to go to Paris Hilton's wedding uninvited, but I got in.
Wow.
I got in. I saw Kathy Hilton right at the front door, told her she looked great in her dress, and then I went up to the bar with Dorit, and I took a shot with her and PK. And let me tell you, Dorit knows how to party.
Yes.
That girl's very fun and very sweet, and I loved her. And she was the best. We weren't allowed to have phones. We had to sneak in a phone to this party.
Wow. And you not only crashed the wedding,
yeah.
but you snuck your phone in.
Well, let me tell you something. I knew that the housewives were going to be there. So at the door, when they said, we have to collect the phone, I said, I don't have a phone. Why would I bring a phone out to a wedding? That's ridiculous. And they believed me.
Wow.
I'm telling
you, did you
guy.
Meet Kim Richards that night?
I did meet Kim Richards, and I screamed at Mauricio.
Wow.
In a positive way.
So,
Mauricio,
okay.
you're great.
Right.
You're
okay.
great. You're doing great. And he
okay.
was like, who are you? Get away from me.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. I said I wanted him to be my real estate agent, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And I also, by the way, didn't know it was a wedding. I didn't know it was an after party for a wedding. So if you've seen the photo, I'm the only person without a tuxedo or something.
Yeah, no, you're
yeah,
wearing
your
a
outfit.
Quite casual
yeah.
outfit.
Yeah, it's not
so,
great.
So, and it's not called an after party for a wedding.
Not
it's
even
called,
a good jacket.
It's called a wedding.
Yeah.
It's not an after party
yeah,
for
yeah,
a
yeah,
wedding.
Yeah, I guess it's just a wedding.
Yeah, it's a reception. Yeah. It's a
yeah.
wedding reception.
It's not good.
Yes.
It's not good, but Dorit was very cool.
Okay.
And PK.
Tell her to back off because Oof. I'm your favorite housewife.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Wow, what a love fest tonight. I love it when things work out. It's also fun when they don't. I want to thank Heather and Lucas and Ethan and our virtual audience. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.